Bear Podcast 305.
Oh my God, Steve, look at this cock. It's so big.
What?
He looks like one of those black guys.
Oh, really?
And talk about it. They're such a thing that big cocks.
Oh, yeah, they do, actually.
I mean, his cock is just so big. I can't believe it's so long. Oh, that'll be a big hit issue for Louie.
All right. Definitely keep that in mind. Welcome, everyone, to Bear Podcast. This is Nard.
And this is Ray.
Yes, the horny Ray. Very horny Ray, because we just came from Louie weekend. It's been a great weekend. What do you think of the weekend? You lost your voice. You almost lost your voice. You're kind of...
I probably called syphilis of the throat or something from this weekend. I'm just saying.
Are you free to... disclose the number of pinnings that was done or you've done?
There was more than 4 and less than 10.
Okay, all right. Wow, you are such a pin machine, a Texas pinning machine. So, yeah, welcome everyone to episode 305. And, like I said, we just came from Louie, and probably our weekend updates would be the whole Louie weekend. It's a Louis weekend.
Which Maynard did not go to because he was taking care of a sick bear.
I know my hubby is kind of sick. I was taking care of him the whole weekend. Yeah, he arrived Friday night, and he didn't leave the house at all. We did go out for dinner.
And you know what, Mike? You could have just stayed in New Orleans and been sick. I mean, Maynard could have had a grand old time.
No, it's okay. I mean, I enjoyed my time with Mike also, but I also got myself busy. I had softball practice last Saturday, so yeah. So things that I have to do to take care of my bear.
You had softballs, I had hardballs. You know, it was all good.
Oh, I bet. You know, during the Louie weekend. So the party started Thursday.
The party started Thursday at George's.
George's. What did you
do
there?
What a nice packed house early on.
Yeah. So, what did you do? What were you involved in last Thursday?
I have the registration. The Bears usually help run registration on Thursdays, and we put our time in and had a grand old time doing it. It was very organized, very well laid out. Things seemed to flow very smoothly Thursday, so that was a good time.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good to hear.
Saw a lot of friends start showing up, coming into town. A lot of familiar faces. Mm-hmm. You know, a lot of faces you don't ever see outside the bathhouse. It was a pretty good weekend.
Well, Thursdays, it was a good bar. I mean, George's bar is a small bar, and then they just extended it really well at the back. And I was amazed how they extended it. And I didn't. It's like how big is it? Smaller than an apartment, fitting so many people.
Yeah, it's not a big. Well, it's a decent sized bar. The building is, but. I mean, it's got what you get when pool tables and stuff in there, it gets really packed. Mm-hmm. So he sectioned off a part of the parking lot and tented it in. So we had like a big 20 by 30 tent out there. Mm-hmm. Took up most of the parking lot, and then we were doing registration in the back house or outhouse or whatever they call it, the storage room, which is always nice. It's a nice little spot.
You know, the most fun there was Friday night when I arrived there Friday.
That was Tony's Corner's Pocket.
Tony's Corner Pocket. And
home of the Bears.
They had the home bar of Houston area Bears. And the whole, there's this big dome, a tent. They put a giant
diaphragm.
Yep, that's right.
Mm-hmm. Tony gets this tent every year that he puts in the parking lot. It looks like a huge, gigantic Godzilla-sized diaphragm.
Well, it's really effective. It could house a lot of people. A lot of people drinking, and there's a lot of people who are hosting, and just
receptions. Yes, that's where most of the clubs host their receptions and stuff at.
Receptions. That's it.
Yeah, receptions. Okay. And then behind the receptions was the hospitality suite that had been added on to Tony's Corner Pocket.
Okay, I call it the ghetto back room. It's
clubs. Bars do not have back rooms. They are illegal. This was a very specific hospitality suite that was set up for the event of Louie.
Okay, it's a hospitality suite. It's made out of tarps. Are these Bear Watch tarps? The blue Bear Watch tarps?
I do not know.
It sure looked like it. I thought.
I know such things. All I know, it was a fabulous little hospitality suite.
Yep. Mm-hmm. It's L-shaped. If you guys looked at the first video that I posted, it's really, really quick, but it's how the hospitality suite looked like. Okay. And you know what's funny about it is,
it was for guys to go relax and
But you know it's being lit by the street lights, and you could see some silhouettes in there.
You know, it had mood lighting.
It had mood lighting. Okay.
It's not street lighting. It was mood lighting.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's a good idea. I mean, I imagine this is going to be happening again the next year. Yeah.
I'm sure.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. I foresee Louis going on forever, unless the real conservatives take over and shut it down.
I hope so, not.
But Friday night was a good night. I got a little drunk.
Oh, I bet. I noticed.
Luckily, I had good friends that would drive me home.
Ah, yeah. You didn't drive that evening. Somebody
else
did?
No, I did not drive that evening. They wouldn't stay with me and let me stick it in, but they had good friends that drove me home. I tried to work my magic, but it just did. They're like, oh, you just need to sleep. You're drunk. Well, I was like, I'm horny.
Uh-huh. That's right.
I'm in second dick. I'm horny.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's Louis, of course. You can do that.
And then Saturday was, I didn't go out during the day, but I heard there's a little raid at the Ripcord.
Yeah, people who were wearing kilts, I heard. This is what I heard from a guy from St. Louis. They were wearing kilts, and they were flashing people or something like that, or somehow they flashed, I don't know, they flashed the wrong people, and they were, you know, pinning inside the bar, and later on, yeah, there was a raid. I cannot confirm it. I'm trying to look for the news article or whatever, but I can't. I haven't found any. So,
no.
Mm-hmm. What did you hear?
I just heard that there's a raid.
There's a raid. Yeah, some people.
I heard there's a raid, and like 8 people got arrested. So,
yeah, it's really sad. So. Just that's why I'm very careful. I'm just scared about doing it there. But yeah, it. You know what's funny? That Saturday, was it Saturday night? Oh, Saturday night. I mean, we all hanged out there.
Yeah, we were all at the Ripcord Saturday night. Yeah,
yeah, and more paintings were being done. I left early. Yeah. I left early that evening.
Did you leave before they broke the back deck?
No. They tell us about it. What happened?
Well, you know, you get all them big old boys in one spot, and you get a little weak, rotted structure, and it goes, boom. And you felt the whole deck kind of give you. It was kind of like Bear Watch with the deck from the hurricane where it floated out, and it just kind of started collapsing.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Well, that kind of happened at the Ripcord. So they'd come out there and cut the lights on, make sure everybody was okay, and then they kind of blocked it off so you wouldn't fall in the hole. I don't know if there was an actual hole or not, or for just where it was sagging because it had broke, the timbers had broke.
I was thinking of going there after last night.
And I'd asked, I asked one of the bartenders, I said, see what happens when you get all these big bear boys in one spot? And he was like, yeah, thank God Tony's is the bear bar.
Yeah, Tony's corner of pocket is the bear bar. And Ripcord, well, they have the big men's club there too, right? So,
it was funny. And, you know, there's a lot going on. Sorry. And that, of course, the patio was packed. So, I left early.
How early? How early is early for you?
I think I was home by midnight or a little after midnight. It wasn't too late because I knew I had to get up the next morning and do my job at the show of shows. So.
Oh, that's right. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So how did you get involved with the show of shows at the top? You always do the sound stuff, right? Or the lighting or whatever?
Well, I usually press the button because it's very hard to find competent people to do that, apparently.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to say anything about anybody's bar staff, but, you know, some bar staff's just total crackheads.
Mm-hmm.
So,
oh, wow.
And it's been repeated that it's like, I knew you should have laid off the coke last night before you came back to work. But, but anyway, I just did it. And it's something I enjoy doing. So,
yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's my second or third year doing it.
Oh.
I can't. Oh, next year, I got that. Next year, me and Robert are going to work on the thing together, hopefully, and get it all worked out and make it a little bit better. We had a little technical difficulty this year because somebody else in the booth was pushing buttons and they weren't supposed to. But I was like, man, we got to start all over again.
Yeah.
So, but it was okay. You know, shit happens.
Yeah. So Sunday we all went to EJ's and it was the show of shows.
We went to Rich's for the show of shows. Get it straight now.
Oh, I'm sorry, Rich's.
Rich's for the show of shows.
Now the Rich's.
Then we went to Empire Cafe for dinner.
Oh yeah. Oh wait. The whole thing. Let's talk about the Rich's first. The performance. So the Bears did.
Ugly.
It's Glee, but with a U in the beginning. So.
Were you tired of Glee songs by the end of the show?
I was, actually. I that's my only complaint. What the Bears did was great, of course. And they really put a lot of... they really worked hard on it. My only complaint is that the songs were played earlier. So, it's a rerun.
Yeah, well, that's the sad thing. You know, you got 15 groups trying to perform stuff. You know, there's always somebody caught doing something, but... Oh, well.
It was the same set of songs in the same order, so you get to hear the whole thing again. So that's my only complaint. Mm-hmm. I got videos of that. I still haven't posted it yet. So I'll probably do it tomorrow or tonight. I'll put them up together.
Some good shows. Mm-hmm. Louis had over 1,000 people this year again, so that's good. Registered
1,060.
If everybody that actually showed up to Louis registered, I think it'd probably hit like 1,500. Because I think there are a lot more people that come that don't register that just come to town and hang out.
Yeah, that's true. Even
and this is how Louis works, y'all. If you live in the surrounding Houston metro area, it's $15 to register. If you're from out of town, it's free.
So you people that register locally.
They do that so they can pay for the bus, for the transportation to ride around between the bars, and the food for the cup for lunch on Saturday and brunch on Saturday. Mm-hmm. That's the two meals they provide with the $15. And I mean, some people come and donate money anyhow. I mean, it's only $15, but it's free if you're from out of town, and you get a run pin and everything. But the local people support it, so people from out of town can come into town and have a good time.
Yeah. So. But you know, the only thing that they just want is you need to be counted.
Yeah, they want you to count.
Just register. I mean,
all you have to do is have a driver's license, valid driver's license, be 21.
Yeah.
So register.
Yeah. So you guys next year come to Louis. It's a big event here in Houston.
It's the after Mardi Gras party in Houston.
Yep. It is. Yeah. So if it's Mardi Gras, the weekend after is Louis weekend.
If you can't afford to go to New Orleans and stay, you can definitely come to Houston and Vardy with everybody at Louis. So, and it is a Bear Levi leather run. Mm-hmm. So, yeah, you get your Texas pinning on.
Oh yeah, you see a lot of pinning.
And women are welcome. There's a whole women estrogen contingent now. They have their own party on Saturday afternoons. The estrogen tea or something like that.
Estrogen tea. Oh my god.
It's for women, and it's just for women. So, I mean, you know, it's opening up that it's pretty much for, you know, everybody. And I think there's lesbian women and straight women. And I think there's some straight guys that actually come to Louis. So,
yeah.
I think good times can be had by all. Just have to be in the right mindset to party.
Yeah, that's true. No, I just thought the estrogen tea is just nasty. But it's great to see lots of people there. Yeah, straight and gay. Everybody's there. And the ladies are also fun to watch during the show. Okay. Now let's go on with what happened afterwards. After the show, we ate at the Empire Cafe because we just got so hungry. You know what? They should concentrate on feeding the people after the show instead of before the show. What do you think?
That might be something next HCC meeting, bring it up.
I'll probably write a letter or something. Yeah, it's because like what happened to us, we were so hungry. We were just so hungry after the show and very weak. I was standing.
And there was show at there was food at EJ's, but it was just so packed and so hard to get to. So
that's right. And I bet those are people who didn't register and just went to EJ's just to see the debauchery.
Yeah.
Yeah. And I got to see people. Well, I know someone who was alpine skiing that afternoon at the bar.
Alpine skiing?
You know, jerking off two guys at the same time.
I don't know what you're talking about.
One in the left hand, one in the right hand, you know what I mean.
But they were perfectly, they were beautiful, perfectly matched dicks almost. I even had somebody come and comment to me later and said, "You found two of the dicks that were almost exactly the same size and looked exactly alike. They were gorgeous." And I said, "I know.
I know."
I had a matching pair.
Matching
pair. Like having twins.
Yeah, it was fun. It's really packed. You guys saw the video. If you go to bearpodcast.com, you'll see the video that I posted. Yeah. Actually, it's on YouTube also. In fact, I got some comments there already about the video that I posted on...
What was it? All fags are going to burn in hell?
No, somebody said... a cute bear from... Ijo Geo, something like that. I can't say the name. But yeah, he finds you cute. You have an admirer, Ray.
Well, thank you. Mm-hmm. Come to Louis Lancaster and let's meet.
Mm-hmm. And then another guy, what about Dallas? I don't know. I can't remember. But one guy said, what about Dallas? One of the YouTube subscribers commented on it. So yeah, it's a fun night. It was a fun night that we had at EJ's. I didn't stay too long. I think I stayed there after you guys left. After you left, Ray.
Yeah, we cut out about 7 o'clock.
Seven. Yeah.
Seven. Yeah. I'd about had enough. That was enough. It was getting dark. It was time for me to come home and try to get in bed, yeah, and relax and chill out some.
Yeah. That's what's bad about it. I couldn't see anymore. It's getting dark. Yeah, you're right.
Yeah.
It's getting dark, so and I can't see anymore.
Giving heads. You might as well go.
I can't see anymore. Okay. So after that, actually, I got a ticket from our friend EJ. It's the Overlord party. I don't know if you heard about it. It's in the flyer. It's in the
bear dance.
It's a bear dance. It's a bear dance with DJ Blaine from San Francisco. He was a DJ, and he's a bear himself too.
Yeah, how'd that go?
It was great. It was nice. However, I should say it's really it didn't turn out too well. I would say about 50 or 60 people came, not as big as the people in Louis, number of people in Louis, but at EJ's there were thousands, but here at Numbers, it's actually a place where, you know, it's a big dance place. And I think they're trying to be like Bob Mould's blow off party. This is blow off party that happens in Washington, D.C. And, it's a bear party. It's a bear dance. It's pretty much a bear tea dance. And, probably the organizer, EJ, we'll have him in the show in the future just to talk about it. Maybe.
Is he from Houston?
Yeah, he's from Houston. He's from Houston. Yeah, so we're going to have our own blow-off-like party, I should say. What are you doing? You're eating plastic? Is that a straw? What are you? Did you eat already?
Yeah, I ate. I was just chewing. I had something stuck in my teeth, and I was trying to get to stick to it.
You use a floss. It's better. Mm-hmm. Anyway, okay, so that's EJ's. That's, what is it? Louis. That's Louis. Louis 37. It was a great. It's a big success. We did not break a record.
Yes.
But
yes,
still.
I'd like to. We need to thank the Houston Council of Clubs, Daddy Lloyd, who's the chair of that organization this year, Chairman Louis, and all the people on the ACC, plus all the member clubs and auxiliary clubs that work their butt off to make sure that Louis happens every year and everybody has a good time. So I'd like to send out a big congrats to them and thank you for making Louis a big wonderful event, and because I actually really enjoyed myself this year. So
I enjoyed it too. I enjoyed myself too. I wish. I just wish Mike was with me. He would have enjoyed it too. He would have had fun too.
That's right. You could take him to the hospitality suite at Tony's Friday night.
Okay, so let us move on to
talking about other naked men.
Naked men. Mm-hmm.
Spartacus.
Okay. Did you see the last episode? I guess you have seen all the episodes.
Yes.
Oh, you have to. Okay. Spartacus is, you know, one of those gladiator type movies. 300. It's like 300. 300 meets
Gladiator.
Gladiator. That's pretty much it.
If you haven't seen it, oh my God. Mm-hmm. Hot naked men.
Yep. This time there's really frontal nudity now. It's not, yeah. He's pretty hot. He's a big muscled guy. Yeah, he's a muscle guy. And
there's a whole bunch of muscle guys.
No, there's lots of muscle guys. The gladiators, of course. Okay.
And our definitely gay characters are starting to show up.
Mm-hmm. On this. Like, what's his name?
I can't remember what his name is, but it was last episode that him and his little slave boy, the Spartacus was coming back from a fight, and he was walking past her cage, and he glanced over, and it showed him walking by, and the two of them were having sex.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, doggy style.
They were doing it doggy style, and I don't think they were practicing safe sex either, because they were barebacking, and big old uncut dick, and
how would you know?
And just because you missed, just because you know, if you didn't catch it at first, they panned back around so you could catch it again, which I thought was very funny.
Yeah.
And then in this week's episode,
it was shocking.
Little, and it's a young boy. I mean, he's like probably 18 or he might even be 18 years old. You know, my fantasies, he's like 16 or something. But cute little guy that's a slave that works in the arena with the training and stuff, and he helps out. But him and the gladiator kissed as the gladiator was leaving.
That's right.
And, you know, mm-hmm. It's just very sweet kiss, you know, because, you know, they have feelings for each other. And then you look at, then it pans over to one of the other gladiators, and he gives him an odd look. And I guarantee you anything, that guy's going to rape the little boy.
Mm-hmm.
See it coming. It's a future storyline, and he's going to rape him. Watch.
But yeah, it's a good kissing scene. Well, it's a very intimate, but you could tell they're straight guys, you know, they're just kissing and it's not as hot like Queer as Folk, two straight guys kissing, but just, you know, a peck on the lip, but it's sweet and everything. But yeah, it's a good portrayal of, I guess, gay people back then, and yeah. I like that they're very open about it, and they're not in your face other gay shows, but this one is really, they really concentrated the story and the action, but not much in the gay, but when they do it, it's subtle, but it's good.
Yeah, so, it's a side story.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
And I thought it was very cute. One of the things that's going on in the show is the guy that owns the gladiators, his wife is having a hard time conceiving, so a friend of her hooked her up with a priestess that did all this stuff to her and said, okay, now you got to have sex within the next hour.
Oh, God, no.
And then gave her the big candle penis with the wings on it.
Uh-huh.
And when the candle, and you had an hour before the candle burn away.
Uh-huh. Oh, wow.
So I thought that was funny. And then, of course, finding anybody to have sex with, because her husband was gone, and the gladiator she'd been hoeing around with, he wouldn't give it up because he's like, I got a big fight tomorrow. And, you know, takes away our strength.
Really?
And then he went downstairs and hooked up with the her personal handmaiden slave.
Oh, fail! Not even the husband. Yeah. That's the problem. She did not consult her husband. So,
well, I don't think the priestess didn't tell her when she was showing up there and she's doing all this. Oh, you got to have sex with an hour because her husband took off to go kill some people.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. We just spoiled it for the listeners, but it's okay. Yeah. No one's complaining.
Well, that's just a small story. You know, there's still the big naked man, muscular man walking around, and the fight scene with the two men are just all on each other, naked, rolling all over each other.
Oh, dirty, yeah, I saw that. Dry, oh,
and two caught flopping around. It's just hot.
Two guys wrestling. It's rare that you see two guys wrestling in the nude. And, yeah.
If they take ECW, that next step would be set.
Mm, that's right. Okay, so I have one problem. One problem with the show. They always kill off the bears or the cubs in the show. Remember the first time when they were lined up, there was this cubby-looking guy, and he's the first one to go because of a knife was a ricocheted or something and hit his head. And
yeah.
Killed him or hit his neck, and the bears who were told to, you know, to fight in the scene, and one of the fight scenes that they're first to go, also they were killed in the arena. It's always the bears. I don't get it. I don't like it. But I guess that's how. I don't like that part of it, that they portray that the Bears are the underdogs. So, I feel bad about it. Oh, I can't hear you. Microphone. There you go.
Sorry. I said maybe they can hire Kevin Smith to be one of the Gladiator Bears.
Yeah.
And they can kill him off, and then he can Twitter about it.
Yep. Mm-hmm. That is if he could fly there.
Yeah.
Yeah, Kevin Smith. Oh, my God. Anyway, so, yeah, that was last week's story. We talked about it. Okay, so let's move on. We were talking about nude people. How about your article? No, the article you sent me.
Oh, nude teacher pics?
Yeah, nude teacher pics. Okay.
It seems teachers are just dirty, evil people, and they're posing nude online to sell, to get sex. Whoever thought that a teacher would do something like that?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, they're only having sex with 14-year-old boys to get knocked up. But you know, so no. But apparently, a friend of the show turned me onto this story the other day or the other week, mm-hmm. and we finally got some information on it. But one of the San Antonio news media found a teacher. Somebody had reported to them that a local teacher had a picture on MySpace that was very inappropriate.
MySpace?
So they started researching on MySpace, and then they got researching it and started talking to some of the groups and searching some of the stuff out. And then guess who popped up on Bear 4-1?
Who?
How does this go? San Antonio ISD confirms a high school teacher was investigated after a parent complained he posted nude pictures of himself on bear411.com. It's a website where men can meet other men. It believes he was soliciting sex on that website. Now, whoever heard of anybody soliciting for sex on bear411?
No, I've never heard of it. Nope.
They're too busy kicking the chasers off. Mm-hmm. But you know.
Well, we're not going to say whoever it is. Does the article say?
It doesn't say who it is. District spokesperson Leslie Price commented about the teacher's behavior. That is definitely clearly falls under inappropriate employee behavior.
Mm-hmm.
We know that most teachers don't post inappropriate pictures online, but it only took us a few minutes to log on and find profiles of people who say they're teachers working in San Antonio. Their profiles with questionable pictures attached to them. Mm-hmm. School district leaders here in San Antonio tell News 4 that this has happened enough and they had to make changes.
Mm-hmm.
When a posting or a picture or an image or comment impacts the way you do your job and the way people react to you, for example, as a teacher, if you lose the respect of your students and our parents, that means you can't effectively do your job, explained Pascal Gonzalez.
That's called a good
and job. All of a sudden, your job performance is very much in jeopardy. Leslie Price agreed, our employees are expected to be role models, and that includes making good decisions when using social networking sites. And there's a whole section of the article that's talking about straight teachers that have posted inappropriate content on MySpace and Facebook.
What about that? They should be booted off too, right? They should be reprimanded also.
Well, they're investigating all these, and they wouldn't say any names because everything was pending investigation and mm-hmm. appropriate action was made. But my question: which parent was on Bear 411, not looking for sex, but looking for teachers' pictures?
Mm-hmm. So, why was that teacher online at Bear 411? Well, maybe because somebody else? I don't know. Somebody else, maybe an ex. What do you think? Ooh. Conspiracy.
Well, I think you still have to be realistic here. There are some jobs that you just can't go out there and do stupid shit like that.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's stupid. I mean, you know, people should have the right to post what they want. It's an adult site. You have to be supposedly 18 or older to get on the site
mm-hmm.
and everything. But still, like I said, that person is a role model. But you know what? Sports figures go out and kill the wives or do all this shit and get away with it. So, you know, but a teacher gets held responsible for putting a nude pic and soliciting sex on a gay website.
Mm-hmm.
So I think it's kind of hypocritical that some people can get away with it and some people can't.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, it's... Let's ask the audience here. What do you guys think? Who among you guys post? Maybe we do have teachers listening to the show.
Well, I know a lot of my friends are teachers, and
yeah,
you know, and they are, and if they're on those sites, they post very clear pictures, and their profiles are very clean, and
yeah,
I think that understanding that people can see this stuff, that once you put it on the internet, it's out there.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. It's like XTube videos. It's like once you put them out there, they're out there.
Yep, that's true.
Somebody can copy them or anything else. So if you're going to show your face, then I'm better prepared to deal with the consequences.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so faceless is okay, right? If you're going to be nude. Maybe. I don't know.
Maybe.
So, yeah, maybe. So, hey, listener, do you have pictures, nude pictures of you online right now? That well, you better be careful because, you know, you just don't know if one of your coworkers would be looking at your nude pictures.
Yeah.
Looking at, I don't see there's anything wrong with seeing you online.
Or if some big dick queen's gonna call the school board and tell them because they know you're a teacher that you got your cock hanging out all over Bear 4-1-1,
mm-hmm.
so they're gonna call and get your ass in trouble because you pissed them off and went and top them at Bear Watch or something. Who knows?
They're vengeful. You didn't fuck me at Bear Watch, so I'm gonna expose you. Anyway,
you know, there's some evil little queens out
there.
Yeah,
there are people who are like that too. Gosh, the people are just not right in the mind. Anyway, okay, so yeah, tell us if you have any experience that way or heard of someone who's had the same problem, let us know. Email us, show@bearpodcast.com. Okay, one more article I want to talk about. Okay, since... It's about Dungeons & Dragons. Some of you guys out there are dorks. Or nerds, or geeks, or whatever. Like us, maybe. Yeah, we're kind of dorky, right? I know you, Ray, are dorky. So,
no, after this weekend, I'm a whore. I'm
you're a dorky. Whore. You're a dorky whore.
Dorky whore.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so here is an article about inmates playing Dungeons & Dragons. Who among you people have read about this. Okay, so in a decision issued today, well, that was January 25th, the Seventh Circuit Court of Appeals has upheld the Wisconsin prison's rule forbidding inmates to play Dungeons & Dragons or possess D&D publications and materials. So the prison rationale for this ban is that the playing of D&D, of Dungeons & Dragons, will stimulate gang activity, yeah, because you go on quests, right? So, the government conceded that there is no evidence that Dungeons and Dragons actually had stimulated gang activity in the past, either in this prison or elsewhere. The only evidence for the supposedly harmful effects of Dungeons and Dragons were a few cases from other states who were playing the game supposedly led inmates to indulge in escapism and become divorced from reality. So they want to escape. So it gives you... I don't know. Isn't it that you being... If a person is in prison, he pretty much has these fantasies of escaping, don't they?
Well, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
So, but you know, Dungeons & Dragons is Satan worship, so...
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Shouldn't be allowed. That's what my mom told us. That's why we couldn't play it when we were kids. Because, you know, there's an urban legend that the guy went crazy playing Dungeons & Dragons and actually went out and killed a bunch of people. And they made a movie about it. It was a Lifetime type movie or something. And then my mom freaked out. I was like, y'all can't play Dungeons & Dragons. That's Satan worship.
Did you ever play Dungeons & Dragons?
No, we couldn't. My mom wouldn't let us. I'm not joking about the whole Satan worship thing. Because a friend of mine played it and he wanted to come over and show me how to play it. My mom was like, no, that is Satan worship. And I'm going to talk to his mom about it. And she did. I think his mom didn't care because she knew my mom's crazy. But yeah, I mean, that's really what went down. So I never got to play Dungeons & Dragons. To this day, I still don't know that much about Dungeons & Dragons except they make real shitty movies.
Well, I did. I played Dungeons & Dragons when I was in fifth grade, sixth grade.
And look how you've turned out. See, I'll rest my case.
Bitch. It's fun, you know, using your imagination.
It made you leave your home country and move to America and become American.
It made me gay.
It made you gay.
No.
With a mustache.
Yeah, that's right. I have a mustache. Yeah, I played around with my classmates back then. with
I'll just bet you did.
Dungeons and Dragons. Played around with, played Dungeons and Dragons with my classmates back then, and it was pretty good. We would spend probably overnight, over a weekend, and play Dungeons and Dragons. I remember I was a human thief, and I used to be an elf. Yeah,
and y'all went on quest to touch yourself.
Yeah, that's right. We didn't do any LARPing. Okay, we're not that serious. You know, live action role play. We didn't.
So you didn't like go into like turn into like WoW addicts, did you?
No, not really. Because
WoW's the next step up from Dungeons and Dragons, right?
Pretty much, yes, actually, because it's really simplified it, and there's nothing like using paper and pencil back then and playing Dungeons and Dragons. But then when video games came in, you just click. No, you did not. Abacus. You don't even know how to use Abacus. I didn't even know how to use an abacus. But yeah, Dungeons and Dragons, yeah, led probably the same thing that people are playing WoW now, and Dungeons and Dragons Online. And it really simplified, it kind of dumbed people out. I'm sorry if you guys are playing Dungeons and Dragons, WoW or DD Online, everything is really so easy for you. Because back then, when you're really playing Dungeons and Dragons with the, you know, with the book and the paper and pencil and some dice and whatever, yeah, it's really the old school. It's always fun, but just too time consuming. Yeah, but it's fun. It's you get to meet your, you actually play with your, with people, with real people in front of you instead of being online.
You're playing with real people instead of playing with yourself.
Yep, that's right. So yeah, it's I just found this interesting. I heard it on where. Oh, Slice of Sci-Fi. They were talking about this. That Dungeons and Dragons.
Slice of Sci-Fi.
Don't you listen to Slice of Sci-Fi anymore?
I can't. Well, I used to listen to work it all the time when I had time, when we could actually listen to music. Mm-hmm. And they cut that out. We can't listen to music or anything at work anymore. So I don't have a chance to ever listen to it anymore.
Yeah, that's.
When I'm home, I'm usually working or sleeping or watching TV. So
sleeping. Sleeping at work.
I wish,
yeah, okay. So. Anyway, okay, so one last thing before we go. If you guys go to Bear Force 1, BEARFORCE, number1.nl, it's closed. It says Bear Force 1 is closed. It may be old news, but I don't know about you guys. I haven't heard anything about them. I think they disbanded already. But the only thing I can see now is a Bear Force 1 website that is closed. And you guys... may know more about this. I don't know.
Did they run out of ABBA songs to remake?
They ran out of. I think. They got a lot of bad reviews. Maybe on their Christmas edition. No, there are lots of people watching their videos. Some of them really campy and really fun. But I don't know. It's, you know, Bear Boy Band. I don't know what happened to them. I actually met Rob, the Daddy Bear, the older guy from Bear Force One. At IBR about 2 years ago or 3 years ago. And he was making out with everyone there at the Lone Star. Everyone. And, oh my God, he's just really crazy. I have a picture of him somewhere.
There's nothing like having a happy fan base.
Mm-hmm, that's right. And oddly, people would recognize him. But then eventually, they'd say, that's the guy from Bear Force One. That's the guy from Bear Force One. And he was making out with everyone. Yeah. So it's kind of fun. It's kind of funny that you know, and I think he was he had some to drink, some a lot to drink that night, that evening too. But he was a fun guy to talk to, and yeah, that's the last time I've ever seen anything about Bear Force One. And then I found out about this. Their website is closed, so I think they disbanded. And if you guys listening out there, let us know if they did disband or any news about it. Okay, how about some emails?
Okay.
That's an email. Oh, that's right. It's from Robert. Yeah. So he says that he was listening to 304, and yeah, he'll be joining us. In a future episode, Robert will be joining us.
And if y'all don't remember, Robert sent in the email the last episode talking about interracial bear dating.
Yep. Mm-hmm.
So we'd like to hear your stories. If you have any, you can email them here to show@bearpodcast, or you can give us a call at 206-222-2327 and leave us a little more voice, or leave us a voice message about your interracial bear dating or bear chaser interracial dating experiences, and leave us a way to contact you, and maybe we can have you on the show when we talk about this on March 8th. We're planning on talking about this on March 8th. So hopefully we can get some people together for that day and try to talk about what it's like to be ethnic and dating bears, mm-hmm. and how those relationships work. And if there's any problems with, and Robert's problem was that because he was African-American that he had a hard time meeting bears. So mm-hmm. they were into African-American. So,
well, like I said early in past episodes, I myself am ethnic, right? Am I ethnic?
You're yellow on the outside, but I'm all white on the inside.
I'm yellow. I'm not white inside either. Yeah, I am ethnic too, you know. And I get rejected too.
No, you're just from South Mexico.
No, I'm not. No, I'm not. No, that's an inside story from a long time ago. Anyway, so yeah, that's it. So
a show that no longer exists.
Oh my God! Ouch! Oh my God!
See what happens with your podcast.
See what happens when you mess with Bear Podcast. All right, Ray.
Your same show is gonna last.
I never heard you this evil, Ray. Okay, so let's close this, Ray. Thank you, everyone, for listening. If you have any comments, send your emails to show@bearpodcast.com, or you can email us individually, nard@bearpodcast.com.
Or send your nude pics of all your hot chaser boyfriends to ray@bearpodcast.com. Or, like I said earlier, you can give us a call at the voice line, 206-222-2327. That's 206-222-BEAR.
Yes, leave your voice comments and we'll play it in the show. Subscribe via iTunes. Follow us on MySpace, Facebook, and Twitter. And we'd like to hear from you guys. Leave us comments. Also, give us a review on the iTunes website. So there's a link on the show notes. There's a subscribe via iTunes and leave a review. There's a link there on the show notes. So you can leave us a review. Okay, Ray. So what are you going to do this week? Just
edit videos, probably go see Shutter Island.
Oh, I got to see that too. Wait, Mike wants to watch that with me probably a couple of weeks. Oh, we have to see, don't you want to see Wolfman?
I want to see that too, even though people have told me it's not that good.
Oh, really? But you want to watch it,
I still
right?
want to see it, yeah.
Okay. So yeah, let's plan it.
Maybe we go see it this weekend or something.
Yeah, let's plan it somehow.
Okay.
All right, so thank you guys for listening, and we will catch you guys next week. Many wolves and many hugs.
Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear. Wolf, what a bear.
Podcast your ass.
Wolf, what a bear.
I like big cock and I cannot lie. I like sucking it when it's dry.